I'm Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. We heard from Jim Gaffigan on Twitter, and he said, "Can you imagine if a president bizarrely claimed a highly contagious virus would, quote, just disappear like 30 times over 6 months, and then the virus didn't just disappear? Nobody in the right mind would vote to reelect that level of incompetence." Jim is not backing down on this. Should be fun to watch. Conan O'Brien tweets, "I didn't have restoring democracy in my NBA playoff bracket." Bob Saget said, "I got my penis caught in a mailbox today. Guess I just got too excited I found one." Kostaki Economopoulos says, "The only thing worse than paying LA rent while LA is closed." Mark Norman says, "It feels like America needs a software update, and we all keep hitting a remind me later." And Ricky Gervais reminds you, laugh at whatever you find funny. Don't laugh at things you don't find funny. It's really simple. There's no argument. From Deadline, it's the Michelle Obama comedy special. Sure, why not? Michelle Obama and her When We All Vote organization will collaborate with ATTN, which is like attention, I guess, to bring some comedy to lead up to the 2020 election. Per the announcement, the comedy special is called VOMO, Vote or Miss Out. It's hosted by Kevin Hart. Among those scheduled to appear, Tiffany Haddish, Will Ferrell, Jay Leno, Tim Allen, and Whitney Cummings. Beth Stelling spoke to Splitsider. And they wrote, "Early in her comedy career, Stelling told Splitsider that she thought it was, quote, easy being a girl in the stand-up comedy scene, quote, because it's all a bunch of white dudes and they have to work harder to be different. She now explains it was like wishful thinking or projection on her part. I got asked that question all the time when I was coming up, and I didn't want women to be scared to start. I wanted it not to be hard. I wanted not to be asked about it. I wanted to feel like, no, it's easy. I love it," even if that wasn't always the case. With her new special out, she thinks it's very possible that she was the last comedian to film a special before everything shut down. She said, "The following weekend, I was supposed to do some shows in St. Louis, and it was down to the wire whether I was going to show up that night. At first, I was like, yeah, I'll be there, of course." And she hasn't performed in front of a live audience since. She said, "I remember leaving the stage after the second taping and people were high-fiving me. And then a guy in the last row put his elbow out and I was like, Corona? And he was like, yeah. I had no clue what was to come." She hasn't been attending shows herself lately. She says, "I've been avoiding shows at all costs. I was ready for a break because I just filmed the special. So I was relieved that I wanted to take a break after getting this hour done. Then everybody else had to as well. Then cut to week one and comics are like, I bought a green screen. And I was like, oh no, I thought we were supposed to rest. So that was annoying me, but only in that sort of driven way where it's like, come on guys, let's all be lazy together." Amen on that. Like, don't you hate like the people that like start emailing work stuff on like 9 p.m. or like Sundays? Like, relax, everybody, stop. But only in that sort of driven way where it's like, come on, guys, let's all be lazy together. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to do a digital show. I just think it's not the same. And I don't want to put people at risk. I don't mean to shit on other comics that are out there touring and be mad at them. But it's hard not to feel like you're ruining it for all of us. Cool for you that you're out there. But I guess I'm going to be in here longer now. I guess we will not be seeing her in a parking lot. From cartoonbrew.com, say it with me. You're home for comedy news. The recent news that Ren and Stimpy is being revived at Comedy Central has resulted in a protest. That is coming from Robin Bird. She has accused the creator of Ren and Stimpy, John Kricfalusi, of abusing her when she was underage. She's launched a petition calling for ViacomCBS to reverse course on the reboot. So far, it has 11,000 signatures. She says, "The difference between a reboot and watching old episodes is a big one. We can't erase Ren and Stimpy, but we don't have to popularize it all over again and bring new attention to its creator. I don't care if people want to watch the old shows, but a new one isn't an appropriate way to spend young artists' times. I think young people, marginalized voices especially, should be who the execs are listening to." From the New York Post, HBO has pulled a comedy special from British comedian James Veitch. Why? A slew of rape and sexual assault allegations. He's also been dropped by his agents and is set to be edited out of a Quibi series that he was hosting. The allegations were laid out in a long-form story published Tuesday by The Hollywood Reporter's Kim Masters. Veitch's special, James Veitch Straight to VHS, launched on HBO Max just a few weeks ago. A spokesperson said, "We were deeply disturbed to learn of these allegations of unacceptable behavior by James Veitch, and we will be removing the special from our platform for now." Maria Bamford has a new special. This comes to us from the Interrobang, and it's a new special on Audible Original that's, quote, unlike anything you've ever heard before. Okay, right? The two-hour special's many things. It's a comedy special. It's a self-help guide. It's a memoir. It's a life coaching sesh. It's also really funny and sweet and goofy and silly. Interrobang says Bamford opens, promising listeners that this 15-part self-help guide will force yourself to write and perform a full hour of stand-up comedy. And that is the framing of the 2-hour guide. But ultimately, it's not about how to perform comedy. It's how to stop putting stuff off and be creative. If you ever find yourself doing anything to avoid working on that thing you call your passion, this one is for you. That is not for me. I will not be listening to that one. Also from the New York Post, which now apparently is the hotbed of comedy news, other than this podcast, of course, my former coworker, Jamie Foxx. What's up, Foxx? He's getting a comedy series from Netflix. It's called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. It's a multi-camera series, and it's inspired by his relationship with his daughter, Corinne. He and Corinne are very close, by the way. The series will also star David Alan Greer and a bunch of other people. So nice to see Foxx getting back into the sitcom realm. And that is your comedy news for today. Just as an aside, and this has nothing to do with anything, you can punch out, and this is just me rambling here. So if you're done, leave. There's like this hum today. I'm in my regular room in the basement. I'm on the regular laptop using the same mic, the same headphones, and there's like this room tone that I'll probably be able to make go away during the post-editing, but I'm just like, why is that even here today? Why is the room so loud? It's not the air conditioning. My wife's not doing the laundry, but there's this, could be the aliens. See you tomorrow.